Respect for the organizers for giving the opportunity to give this share. I want to really discuss briefly today some of the outlines of the halachas of Rufua on Shabbos. It's obviously a huge subject, and as we'll see, there are four main categories of cholut one has to consider, but we'll emphasize and concentrate on the first two, and then briefly mention the last two categories, but it may be necessary to leave the details of those for a future occasion. The four categories we see here are, first of all, a cholish yesh bo sakana. That's a sick person who is in the matzav of sakana, who's in danger of any question of danger to life. The second category is so-called sakana's eva. That means that there's no danger to life, but there may be danger of loss of a limb. Then there's a category of cholik alaguf, somebody who is ill, who's generally sick, who's ill, who's unwell, somebody who's maybe had a high temperature, somebody who is confined to bed or confined to the house, or somebody who's in severe pain. They've got their own category of halachas. And then there's so-called category of mixos choli, somebody who's got a minor ailment, perhaps a cold or a cough, and they've got their own halachas. The most important category to discuss really is, of course, the category of choli shiyosh for sakana. And that is because in those situations you don't have time to ask any shaylos. Therefore it's very important that everybody should know the basic outline of the halachas, because it's not something in that situation where you can usually go and ask the rov what to do. And the importance of realizing that there's a mitzvah to be machalel in inverted commas Shabbos in order to save somebody or to tell somebody there's a cholish yesh b'sakana can't be overemphasized. The lashon of the Rambam is also less mamea bechilul Shabbos a cholish yesh b'sakana. You mustn't tarry, you mustn't be slow in treating a cholish yesh b'sakana, because the pasuk says asher yosa oisam ha'odam v'chai bohem v'lo shiyamos behem ha'lamadatol she'emish v'yachar n'kama ba'olam. The laws of the Torah are not chas v'shalom a vengeance in the world, el rachamim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam. That's the purpose of the Torah, and therefore chas v'shalom, except for the gimel averus, one mustn't risk one's life in order to keep the mitzvah of the Torah. They're the most important, and they're also perhaps the simplest. And the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is kol hazores harizem meshuvach. Anybody who's quick to act to save a life is meshuvach. V'hashoel, and anybody who asks questions, harizeh shoseh domen. You go start and run off to the rav to ask a question. Once you do, you've got the din of the shoseh domen, because you should have acted. And interesting, the lashon of the Yerushalmi is hanishal harizeh meguna. Not the person who asks is meguna, but the person who is asked. In other words, the rav of the town, if he hasn't publicized and made clear that there's a mitzvah between Chol Shabbos for a Chola, then the Rav is responsible if people come and ask him questions. Every Rav should make sure that everybody knows that you don't ask questions in case of a Chodesh Yesh V'Sakana. And therefore, the principle of Chodesh Yesh V'Sakana is that when in doubt, it's mutter. You don't have to start caring, you don't have to start going into details, we'll discuss some of the details, but if you forget the details, when in doubt, if you're faithful to the Chodesh Yesh V'Sakana, the halacha is it's mutter, and that's the underlying principle which is important to keep in mind. So based on those principles, there's a few other things that we'll have to remember. One is that sofek pikuach nefesh has a din of pikuach nefesh. That means if somebody's in doubt, you're not sure, is this pikuach nefesh, maybe it's not pikuach nefesh, you always have to err on the side of saying this is pikuach nefesh, and you must be mechal shabbos in the same way. And ein holchem pikuach nefesh acha harovet morim tzuvos. You don't start saying, well, it's a 20% chance that there's a risk, or a 10% chance that it's a risk. As long as there's a chance that it's a risk, that there's any risk, any chance that there's a risk of pikuach nefesh, then that's got a din of pikuach nefesh, and you have to do everything for this person as you would do on a weekday. One should also feel more secure in the fact that the Shulchan Aruch brings down clearly in Shinkoches and Tetzvot that if somebody was Machal Shabbos for a case of pikuach nefesh, and it turned out that it was unnecessary, because you ran to call Hatzalah, and by the time you got there, somebody else, and by the time you dialed, somebody else had already called Hatzalah, and they were already on the way. Or it turned out the person wasn't in a situation of pikuach nefesh altogether. The person shouldn't feel bad, because that is also part of the mitzvah that you were doing it, the tzorech pikuach nefesh. And the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that if 10 people went to bring this grogris which was needed, kolam paturim, V'yesh lehem schar tov mekel Hashem afilu hibri borishon. Even if you got better than the first one, everybody who does it has got a schar tov for doing this chilul Shabbos in inverted commas. Also, one should remember that even if somebody is not in the mitzvah of schar nefesh at the moment, but we're concerned that if we don't treat them in the near future, they may develop, become a case of nefesh. That's also got a halacha of pekach nefesh. The Mishabura says clearly in Shikhov Chetz, if Kotten Yud Zayin, Afilo Amrak Shemi Yechamid Ola Choli Yistakin, even if there's only a possibility that this particular illness will get worse, that's Musa, and you can treat that person as if he's already in a situation of Zayin Nefesh. Sometimes when it's a situation, you don't know if it's a situation, if it's a question of danger to life or not. Which people can say that this is a danger to life and therefore requires Chilul Shabbos? So clearly a doctor can make that determination, and the patient can make that determination. If a person says, I feel that I'm in a situation of sakana, even if the doctor says it doesn't seem to be so bad, you have to err on the side of listening to the patient. Even if the patient says they don't feel it's so bad, but there's some other person around who is not a doctor but who feels he understands this illness and he says this is dangerous, even somebody who's not trained, also you have to follow them and say that this is and be makabel Shabbos for them. Although there the Mishmur mentions that if the patient seems to be alright, doesn't look too bad, and it's just somebody around saying, I think this may be a situation to Kroch Nefesh, that would only apply if he's somebody who's a Yisrael who understands the Chamiris of Shabbos. If some guy in the street says this is Kroch Nefesh and he doesn't understand what this is, the importance of Chilul Shabbos is, then one wouldn't necessarily follow that if there's no other indications that this is a situation to Kroch Nefesh. But again, if there's a question or if there's a doubt, the principle to remember is that when in doubt, you don't ask questions, it's mud. There are two categories which one has to consider when dealing with the Kach Nefesh, which one has to take into account. Whenever one's faced with a situation where of Chilul Shabbos for any reason, there are two major ways in which one can reduce the Chamiris of the Chilul Shabbos. One obviously is by a Mirul Atanis. You can do anything by asking a Goy rather than doing it yourself. It clearly makes it right into one of the more kulatika types of Iskra Rabbana. The other way is by doing something bishimli. If you do something kalachayad in an abnormal way, then that also reduces, changes an Isidaraita into an Iskra Rabbana. The question is, and this is one of the most vexatious issues, is to what extent, when faced with a chodeshish b'sakana, should you try to minimize the amount of Chilul Shabbos we do? We know that Shabbos is, Chilul Shabbos chuyo, is pushed aside for a chayle, but nevertheless, there is an inyan to try and be mamayit as far as possible. That's the basic principle. But the question is, in how far should one apply that in the case of the chodeshish b'sakana? So the Ramah says, talking first of all about shinoi, should you try and do something alidei shinoi? For example, with somebody ill, you've got to call that tzolah. It doesn't take really any longer to dial with the knuckle on a press button phone to dial with your knuckle rather than dial with your finger is a very simple thing to do, and it shouldn't take any extra time. Is there any inyan to do a shinoi to try and be mamayit in the chilul Shabbos which you're doing? So the Ramah says, "Me'eshalatas below dichoy below ichor alidei shinoi, ois alidei shinoi." As far as shinoi is concerned, the lashon of the Ramah is that where possible, if it won't cause any delay, and that's the important thing, you don't start messing about and trying to do all kinds of shinoi, and then you end up dialing the wrong number and you have to do it three times. If we're talking about where you're confident that you can do it without any delay, then you should do it. Then you should do it alidei shinoi. The loss of mishbur is the chol kamat nuchal atas beheta leshovke heter of matzis. Anything which we can do beheta, we shouldn't just take a blanket thing and just do everything. Anything which we can do beheta, we should try to do beheta as long as we're sure that it won't cause any delay. That's the halacha as far. That seems to be the halacha. That's the shit of the Ramal, though the Machaber doesn't say that. But that's the shit of the Ramal, and that seems to be the accepted halacha as far as trying to do shinoi wherever possible if your short chance is done won't cause a delay. The bigger question is, what is the situation of far asking a non-Jewish person to do the Chilul Shabbos if it's possible? If it's a situation where there's a guy available to drive the car, to drive the ambulance, or to make the phone call, should one do it alidei akum rather than doing it oneself? So the continuation of the Ramah is that in eshel atas alidei akum lo ichol klal, if you can do it through a guy without causing any delay whatsoever, It's interesting that by Shin, he says below Ichor, by Goy, he says below Klau, seems to emphasize the risk of there being more of a delay through if you wait to try and do that through a Goy. Then the Ramah says, Oit Nani Dei Akam V'chein Noyakim. That's what the Ramah says. But the Mishnah Berurah immediately quotes the Taz, and the Taz says that that Lav Minik V'sikinu, although he says V'chein Nagu, this Nagu is Lav Minik V'sikinu, that's not a correct Minik, says the Taz. And the Taz says that even if you can do it through a Goy without any delay, you should not use a Goy for Chilul Shabbos. It's better to do it yourself. And there's two reasons the Taz brings for this Svara. One is that she strongly starries Yosa, that comes from Al Chaim, that however much, even if the Goy is right there and the Goy is driving the ambulance, the Goy is driving the taxi, he won't do it with as much zeros as you yourself would. He doesn't take the chamirus of Bitoach Nefesh to the same extent as Yisrael would, and therefore you should not rely, you should not use a Goy if you're in a situation of Bitoach Nefesh. That's what the Tzad says, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down to start. The other reason, because some of the Poskim say you could get around that by standing on top of the Goy if you're right next to him and you're pushing him, you can make sure that it doesn't cause any delay. You can do it try and make sure the same way. Although it's interesting that even that may not be the case. Somebody told me they were going with their car with their wife to the hospital on Shabbos to have a baby, and she was getting close, and he was getting very anxious. And he said, to the driver, "Can't you go a bit fast?" And he said, "Oh, it's traffic. What can I do? It's gonna fly." This wasn't on Shabbos, by the way, but not fine. But he said, "What can I do? I can't go any faster. There's traffic. What do you expect me to do?" But then he called the hospital on his mobile phone. He said, "We're coming in. My wife, you know, quite in the later stages of labor, and we might be delayed." And he warned the hospital they were coming. And suddenly, when the driver heard this, there was no traffic anymore. They were going around the back street. He said, "You want to pay me now?" So there is an Indian that, however much you're mistaris, that perhaps a person that you give will be mistaris for Yosha rather than. Rather than waiting to have your day going. The other reason is that even if you're sure that you can be mistar of the guy and he'll do this as fast as you can, there's Indian of Machshilin Lotsiv Love. It's based on the Rosh in Yomam, and Shabur brings it down in Sivkotan Lamed Gimel, I think, that there's an Indian of Machshilin Lotsiv Love. That means that even if in this situation you can do it equally quickly through a guy, but people will remember, and on a future occasion they'll say, "Oh, I remember that time when there was a case through a message, we've got a guy to do it." Therefore this time they'll also start looking for a guy, and maybe there won't be a guy freely available on this occasion, and it will cause a delay on a future time. Therefore, says the Taz, that you should rather do it now and do it now yourself without waiting for a guy, so that it shouldn't cause any problems in the future. The question is whether we pattern like this Taz, because the Ramah clearly doesn't pattern. The Taz is against the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch Arad and Tifshi Gimel pattern the same as the Taz, and the Tzitz Eliezer brings down in Chedeches that the Haskam of the pattern is like the Shit of the Taz, and therefore one should not look to do the Goyf Nefesh in the case of where there's clear danger to Taz. One should avoid doing it through a Goy, and one should rather do it oneself. The Taz does mention that if one does do it through a Goy, it's strange because the Taz just said you shouldn't, but if you do it through a Goy, then you should announce clearly to all bystanders that I'm letting the Goy do this Malacha to avoid myself having to do this Malacha because the Goy is available and it's not causing any delay, so that everybody should realize that if this should happen in the future, that you wouldn't wait for a Goy. And interestingly, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, going back to the case of Shinui, where we said where you should use a Shinui if you can use a Shinui without any delay, the same thing applies, that if somebody sees you're doing the Malacha B'Shinui, you should say to them, "I'm doing this B'Shinui because it's not going to cause any delay," but you should realize that if it was going to cause a delay, I would do this without a Shinui. It's not necessary to use a Shinui. The problem is, since the Haskamah of the Poskim seems to be that you don't use a Goy, is that there's a little Mishnah Berurah later on in Sivkotan Samach Beis, where the Mishnah Berurah talks about somebody there who gave Hakazah Stam and he became cold, and the Mechaber said that's considered as a Sakona, that if somebody's cold after Hakazah Stam, and therefore you can light a fire for them on Shabbos. And it says, V'afil Ali Dei Yisrael Shari, it's even looked around Dei Yisrael, who has in the Shakar Yishas Sakonim Ka'ani Chayla, who's cold, to make a fire to warm him up, stam chol is mesukin if he's cold, and therefore you should do that on Shabbos. Says the Mishpura at the end, if you can do it through a goy, you should do it through a goy. Seems to be a theory in the Mishpura, we mentioned earlier, where he passed the Pasim of Stamchal. Here the Mishpura says that you do it through a goy. So what's the pshat in that? So the Oruch HaShulchan says the chiluk brings down the chiluk, and then Shmuel Shabbos Chavotzi brings it down also as a halacha lemaisa. And that is that we have to understand that there's two kinds of chol sheyesh bo sakana. There's the case which we call sakana bottle, where there's an immediate emergency, and you realize that minutes count, and you have to treat this person immediately. In those situations, we're very much that we do everything on a daily stroll. Zeros is the most important thing to do, and we'll worry about what people will think, etc., etc. There are many cases of chol sheyesh bo sakana, like this person who's cold, where the person is the sakana, and it is important to do this particular treatment, but you have to realize that there's no immediate emergency. There's no immediate, a few minutes here or there is not going to make a difference. And there are many instances, I don't want to go into specifics because it can cause confusion, but for example, if somebody fell and they've got some pain in their hip, and you're worried that they may have fractured their hip, which could certainly end up being a chol sheyesh bo sakana situation, but it's quite clear that it's not a matter of immediate emergency. You know that even if you call an ambulance and you go to the hospital, you're going to wait for 4 hours in casualty before you get seen in any case. So it's clearly not a case where a few minutes is going to make a difference. In such a situation, this halacha of the tzad doesn't apply. In such a situation, that's what Mishabur is saying here, that in such a situation one should try and be mamayis as far as possible. In such a situation you should go and try and find a guy to make phone calls. This is a choice in such a situation, and perhaps rather than calling up Sala, which leads to a huge amount of don't call it Chol Shabbos, but cause a huge amount of malachas to be done, rather call a taxi or call in the case of HIP, call London ambulance service, which will avoid much more, less malachas to call 999 than to call that stuff. But again, that's emphasizing it, the case where you're quite clear that there's no immediate sakana. In a case where there's any immediate sakana, you don't take any questions of why do you call that sala, because you know that then Missouri is far, far more, and that they'll act much more quickly. And when in doubt, you err on the side of it being considered as a bottle. But in many situations where it's clear that even if there is a sakana, it's not bottle, then one should try being mamayit and do it on your daily throw. One other category as far as chol sheyesh bo sakana. Sorry, it's like day goy. Sorry. One other category of halacha that one should also consider as far as chol sheyesh bo sakana is concerned is the question of things which are needed for somebody is definitely in matzav sakana. They're in hospital. They're ill. What's the halacha about doing things for them which are not directly required as life-saving procedures? So you've got somebody who's no doubt is very, very ill, had a heart attack and muscle, and in hospital, and they want a cup of tea. Are you allowed to heat up? I mean, hot obviously is really easy because you can do it, but let's say there's no goyim around. Can you do malachas for somebody who is a chol sheyesh bo sakana if they're not directly related to the illness, to make the person more comfortable, but not necessarily part of the life-saving procedures? So there the halacha is that it's a machlokes reshonim whether you can do an esteraisa, but the haskama of the poskim is in such a situation one should only do malachas and idei akum. Amir and akum is mutter. Israel Rabbanon are probably mutter, but not, and one shouldn't do an esteraisa for the directly if it's not directly again to the gross nefesh. The second category which we mentioned is the category of sakonat eva. That means that there's a risk to limb, there's a risk of losing a limb, but there's no danger to life. And here there's four shittas in the Shulchan Aruch, and we ask them, like the Shulchan Aruch says, the shit hashlishis mirin, the third shitta is correct. And that says that if there's a sakonat eva, you can do an isadra bonon without any kind of shinui. As we mentioned before, there's two ways of decreasing the chamiras of an isa. One is the shinui, one is only day akum. You can do any kind of isadra bonon with a shinui. You can do an isadraisa, you can do an isadraisa alide shinui, in other words. So an isadraisa alide shinui has got jinn of an isadra bonon. But you can't do an isadraisa biyadayim. So you can do anything short of the most common isa, which is doing an isadraisa biyadayim. Isadraisa biyadayim you can't do for the sake of sakonat eva. The question is what sakonat eva means. Are there any practical applications of sakonat eva? because we now recognise that most cases where there's a danger to limb, an infection for example on the limb or a fracture, may spread and may cause other problems in the body, and most situations have got potential for leading to Secundus nephrosus, and we said anything that might lead to Secundus nephrosus has got a din of Secundus nephrosus, and therefore most cases of Secundus aver have got the potential for Secundus nephrosus and hardly exist as Secundus aver. So Eliezer brings it down Shuvah, he says Mishnah and Tivim, but that he's spoken to many doctors and he considers there's no such thing as Secundus aver bisman azer. Other Pesukim on Chuluk, and they give fairly rare examples. Question is, for example, if somebody had a fracture and there was a risk of them being left with permanent disability in a limb if it wasn't treated, can't imagine that could happen just over Shabbos, but possibly if there was 2 days Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos and then a delay for 3 days, and you might end up with a person permanent disability or deformity of the limb, that Lechora would have dinner Secundus aver. Other examples, as you give an example of a torsion of a testicle, usually in a child, if a testicle gets swollen, there may be some risk of that testicle being lost, Chas v'Shalom, but it's only one aver. Any Secundus nephrosus that might happen would be avoided even if one operated later on. And in that situation, it could be a shaida whether one could do an Isidoraita Biyadai. Again, these are not cases where a minute is going to make a difference, and so in Chutz La'aretz there's really no problem that you can do everything, and there's no shaila. Maybe a slight problem if you get to the hospital and the doctor is going to operate is Jewish, your chiyuv in that situation is, that's a separate issue. But generally in this country we can do everything on the day up, and so it's not such a problem. In Eretz Yisrael it may be more of a problem dealing with such situations, and that's why I think that the general consensus among Pesukim is, because it comes out as huge chumrah if you say that you can't operate on a child with a torsion of testicle, and loose testicle on Shabbat seems a huge chumrah. And as did the English say, not in the comma, but Olam. So that's why I think that Rav Hornberg, particularly as stresses that really Secundus aver hardly applies this man of damage. But also remember, there are many Rishonim who are matter Chil Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch is talking about that. There are many Rishonim who are matter Chil Shabbos for Secundus aver, even in this crisis as well. But the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that one can do anything short of a to what extent you can do an operation on a shinner is obviously very difficult for a good surgeon to do an operation on a shinner. That's a category of Secundus aver, but it does say it's a relatively small category, but one should keep in mind that when dealing with, for example, with fractures where there doesn't seem to be any risk to life, and it's a localized thing in a wrist or in an arm, but certainly one should try to be mamayit and where possible avoid doing any trouble to write for your dying. Briefly to mention the other two categories. The other two categories are obviously less bottle in that sense, in other words, in most situations you've got time where you could go to the Rav and ask a shaiva. They're also a bit more complex in terms of the details of the halachas concerning them. But I'll just try and give a very, very brief outline. There's the din of chole kol haguf. Chole kol haguf means that somebody is either ill enough that they go to bed, that they're bad to lose, or some illness which is bad enough, even if you don't go to bed because bed doesn't help, but it's bad enough that it takes over your whole body. So for example, a severe migraine, even a very severe toothache, would all have a din of chole, kol haguf. A yeledes from the 7th to the 30th day after giving birth also has a din automatically of chole kol haguf. And a tinnik, a child, Pesukim discuss exactly what age a child is, but a young child also, the needs of a young child are considered equivalent to a chole kol haguf. For somebody who is ill, the halacha in that same siman Shulchan Aruch is that you can do melochus, you can't do melochus issa deraisa for him, but you can do an issa drabonon the shimon. Right? So we said we've got the basic category issa deraisa you can't do for but what the halacha is that you can do an issa drabonon the shimon. And we know that Amir al Akam, as we said, is a lower category, so you can clearly do an issa drabonon. And then there are that's certainly going to be mutter, and to do any kind of issa drabonon the shinah you can do, and you can do an issa deraisa with amir al akum. In other words, amir al akum is completely mutter for a chayla. That's the take home message, really, that if somebody is a chayla, you can't just do everything after chayla shis tikkunah. You can ask a goy lachatchila to do anything. So to ask a guy to go to the chemist to get medication, to ask a guy to make him a cup of tea, any need of the chayla is you can do al yidei akum. The shaylas which are is can you do an issa d'oraisa b'shinui, if there's no guy around, are you now doing an issa d'oraisa b'shinui, and can you do an issa d'rabbanan b'yadayim? Those are shaylas majum, right? Those are the two intermediate categories. We know that issa d'oraisa b'yadayim is certainly asa. We know that issa d'rabbanan al yidei akum is certainly mutter, and we've got the two factors in between, which is Machlokes Hapotkin and Rosh Hashanah's brought Mishmar Shabbos, that Mokmat Tzorech you can be medical. But in general, one should try to avoid it, that where possible, anything should be done for a chole who's not a chole Shesh B'Sechana, where possible, anything should be done Al Yidei Akum, and you can remember you can do any Issa Drabonon if you do it B'Shimi. The final category, which is a whole new area, is a din of mitzvah chole. That's somebody who's not even ill enough to go to bed. Say you've got a cold, or you've got a wart on your hand which needs treatment, some eczema, you've got any minor ailment. The halacha there is that the only thing which is mutar, malachas to do, is an istrabonon al yidei akum. That's called shvut b'shvut, which is mutar b'mokum mitzvah. As we know, any time you can do an istrabonon, you can ask your guy to do an istrabonon any time mokum mitzvah. Any kind of refuah is considered as a mitzvah, and therefore, in the case of somebody even who's got a very minor ailment, you can ask a guy to do an istrabonon. So you could ask a guy, let's say, to go and bring some medication from the chemist if it didn't involve carrying in Rishas Rabim, the writer, for example. So, Issa Drabonon, Al Yidei Akum you can do, anything else is also. But in this category, there's a whole new introduction, a whole new area, and that is that the Chachamim made a Gezerah that you can't take medication on Shabbos. There's an Issa, and they made a Gezerah not to take medication on Shabbos for somebody who's anything less than a Cholei Kol HaGuf. That's called Gezerah Mishum Shchikas Samman, and people, the Chachamim were worried that if you allow people to take medication on Shabbos, they would grind down the herbs that were necessary to make the medication, and therefore there's a new gezeirah that you can't take medication. So for example, like I just now, let's say, well, I can be going to go to the chemist to get medication, that'd be wrong, because you wouldn't be able to take the medication even if the guy brought it for you. That's a completely new gezeirah which the Chacham made, and that needs obviously one more time to go into detail of the ramifications of that, but one has to remember that this gezeirah of refuah on Shabbat applies only to this category of mitzvah. So in summary, the most important thing to remember is that in the case of Chol Shiyesh Bo Sechana, you can do everything. When in doubt, it's mutter, shouldn't have too many questions. Where you have a case which is not bohol, you can try to do it b'shinui, and if there's certainly no immediate emergency, you can even ask the guy to do it. Then we've got Sechana's A there, in which case you can do anything short of an Issa D'oraisa B'yadayim, but you should remember that kind of say the question is to what extent that exists. None of that. Then you've got Cholei Kol HaGuf, where you're allowed to do an Issa D'oraisa al yidei akum or an Issa D'rabbanan b'shinui. Then you've got a case of mitzvah cholei, where the only thing you can do is an Issa D'rabbanan al yidei akum, shuvus b'shuvus, but there is also the gezeirah mishum shchikas d'rabbanan. Final thing which one should remember is, probably everybody knows this, but the briskets tend to be very meikol in Panasim in particular, and somebody once asked the Prescribe, I think, why are you so makele in Panasim that you pass them that people should break their fast more easily than other people do? He said, I'm not makele in Panasim, I'm makele in Pekuach Nefesh. And one should remember that if this is a kind of situation, one shouldn't be frum and say, oh, I'm going to be makele and do this or do that. In a month of Sakana, one should be makele in Pekuach Nefesh and do whatever necessary. In Yitz Hashem, we should never be faced with situations. This should be managed just theoretical Torah, logical Torah, la'adira. But at least this way, we shouldn't be in the scared of initial harizeh maguna. And maybe I can just finish off with a few Hatzalah members here that to mention the tremendous debt that the whole community owes to Hatzalah. They've sort of really revolutionized the emergency care of people in the area, and they're prepared to give up their Shabbos week after week after week, rushing to the hospital and taking people there. It's a tremendous strength of good for them and for the cloud. And Yitz Hashem, as I say, we should only share some because together and never be faced with this situation.